And there was light. This light illumined the earth and gave meaning to everything we now see. Who called forth the light out of darkness? Who stretched the house, the heavens, like a curtain? Who established the foundations of the earth, that it be not removed forever? Who waters the hills from his chamber and gave herbs as food unto man? Who sits upon the circles of the earth? Who dwells in light unapproachable? How great a being is our God, who keeps and sustains all things. Your knowledge is the only life, so vast, so deep. You are a sea without a shore, and a storm without a fear. Your time is now, your time is forever. Your place is here, your place is everywhere. Moab is your watchword, and upon Edom you cast your sheep, and over Philistia you have triumphed. You are the God of hosts. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of weapons. You are the God of grace. You are the God of power.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, our God. Thank you for visiting us this morning. We appreciate you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We hallow your name, Adonai. We hallow your name, Adonai. As we hallow your name, we receive visitation from your throne this morning. Thank you for your mercy that is released to set your people free, to break the foundation of depression, to shake and break the foundation of oppression, to break, to shake, to remove the foundation of trauma and distress from your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. May your name be praised every day of our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. Maybe I should say this because I might forget. There's a burden in my heart since yesterday. And the burden is even a struggle. Should I say it or not? Should I say it or not? Will it not look like exaggeration of something? I forgot about it, didn't it? It was yesterday morning. Came out of the house within the premises doing some house chores. And I was verbalizing as if somebody is beside me I was speaking to. If somebody is there and passing by, they say, why are you talking to yourself? But I couldn't control it. I was saying it. So I forgot about it. Just this morning as I got close to the church, that voice came. Say it, I shall receive it. Well, I will say it. It's a warning to somebody. And it says, peradventure there's anybody here, by mistake or by error, you found yourself in this congregation this morning with evil intention to cause distress to somebody, to dispossess somebody of his or her valuables. There's a warning from God to you this morning. And you have two options. Whether you are sent or you sent yourself, it has been revealed. And God says, because I didn't want to say it before, but the pressure is on me to say it. You have two options. God says, this is going to be your last assignment. Of course, you will not be able to carry it out because it has been revealed today. So the option is that sit down quietly. That's the first option. After the service, walk out of this place. You will make attempts to try it again somewhere else. You will be caught and they will do good justice to you. And you go to hellfire. And I see the body of somebody with tire on his body. Burning. So you have been warned. The reason why I'm forced to say is that I don't want the blood of anybody to come upon me. That's the first option for you. You will not be able to carry it out because it has been revealed. Sit down quietly. Get out of this place. You'll try it again and you'll be caught. Jungle justice is waiting for you. The second option is, I will not ask you to come out. After the service, just look for any of the pastors and any of the elders here. Quietly walk to any of them. Repent. Give your life to Christ. The mercy of Adonai has been released into this congregation this morning. God wants to have mercy upon you. So you have these two options. Then, anything that happens, you have it. The message has been given to you. Praise the Lord. Now, another burden is the title this morning. But thank God, as we hallow the Adonai, He will answer us as we pray. Because the Adonai has already released His mercy unto us. Whatever situation you find yourself, the Adonai has released His mercy to break the foundation of distress, trauma, whatever burden. An incident happened during the week. You are all aware that it was a robbery along the road. And immediately after the incident, a woman just got stuck to the steering. And it's like she don't think and move her like iron. Steve. Why? In the midst of flying bullets. The thing happened just beside her. People were shot. The policeman was shot, lying on the ground. Another man sitting by the owner's side. Driver was driving him. And as they opened the door, blood was gushing out. And he was closing the door again. As they were opening, he was closing the door. He could not move. You can imagine this woman that I'm talking about. They have to pass her that you have survived. You have survived. You are in the midst of bullets. She couldn't believe herself that she did not die. And I know he couldn't move that vehicle from there. You can imagine what this bastard did. Kill people, put some people in trauma. You can imagine the after scene trauma effect on this particular woman. Not only that, people dispossessing people of their belongings or their valuables, they leave people in distress. A lot of things happened. And you see distress here and there. Trauma here and there. Of course, recently, my immediate senior sister wanted to commit suicide. Recently. And a distress call came. I should speak to her. Because she wanted to. Why? She just collected some money from her group of food sellers. Took it home. Early in the morning, she normally go out to prepare the food she would take to sell in her shop. And as she was doing this outside, a bastard came through the window, picked the bag containing the money, picked the phone. And my sister said, there's nothing again. Where will I start from? Where will I get the money to pay back the group? And I said, your life is more important than the money they have taken. The shock, the trauma. I can mention so many cases. A friend of mine, long-time friend, traveled abroad, got married. A lot of things happened. Divorce case. And the wife and the family of the wife denied him access to the children. And got to a stage, said, what else am I living for? Upon that, in the night, he was sleeping and received a phone call from Nigeria. Yes, my friend told me this. He stood up, he wanted to go out. I said, no way. I won't. That's how he escaped. All this surrounding him, he got to say, he said he has bought the drug. He wanted to commit suicide. But something told him he doesn't want it. These and many other things people are facing. And I want to advise us. I saw something in the pastor's desk. Talked about this morning. I just glanced through it. He says, I just picked it. He says, we need each other to survive. Read the pastor's desk message. When you notice something wrong with somebody, don't just overlook it. That person may need your help. A student of the university one day wanted to eat Indomie. You know, it's common in the university. At that particular time, he did not have the facility to cook the Indomie. He took it to another student's room. Some students were there. So that they will cook it with their own and they will eat. They collected it, they cook it. He ate the Indomie. The next thing, he could not behave well again. So they have to take him to the hospital. Upon investigation, they discovered that this boy ate the Indomie cooked with marijuana. That is what is happening. A lot of things put people under stress. And we need to discuss this and to be able to seek counsel when we need to seek counsel. That is the burden upon my heart this morning. And the title is, Why Worry? Why worry? Why do you have to worry when you can pray? That is the title. It burdens my heart. A lot of things are happening. You see people, you don't believe that they can behave like that, but something happened. Look at the effects of COVID-19. Some people lost their job. A lot of things. That's just one out of many. You see a whole family man. In one night, he's one of those people that set tires at Agodi Gate. One night, fire consumed everything. Millions of money inside they usually keep their money. Money got burnt. Where do you want that kind of a man? So, this and many others. We'll go to some text. We'll deal with some issues. Then we'll address the case. We pray that Lord will visit the foundation of distress, trauma, burden. Call it whatever name. Unless you are pretending. It happens. It happens. And we need to address it spiritually. It's not normal. The general pastor has just told us this morning on paper. Nigeria keeps borrowing money and it needs 92% to service the debt. What is left? 8%. To do what? Is it to pay salary? Is it to build road? Nigeria needs help. Nigeria is in comatose. In the ICU. It is only God, and we cry to God. Not the ICU of this issue. It's unfortunate. It happens. The text, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. Chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. And 1 Peter 5, 7. Matthew chapter 6. From verse 25 to 27. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? 26. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than them? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? Take note of that. So whatever happened is not enough for you, is not for you to go into distress. Because it starts with stress. Before you know what's happening, you see people breaking down, going into depression, all manner of things. All these things are not enough. All we need to do, cry unto God. He will answer. He will take care of any evil situation, any negative situation you are passing through in Jesus' name. Matthew 11. Matthew 11. We read verses 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. When these things are happening, all these things, when you are in this situation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will do what? I will give you rest. Rest is available unto God. As you hallow him, the Adonai, he will give you rest in the name of Jesus. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your soul. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. In the midst of distress, and call it anything, burden, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Only one verse. Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him. For he does what? He careth for you. So take note of this. That he cares for you. He will take care of that problem. Of that distress. Of that trauma. But we need to pray. That is the solution. And while we pray, let us seek right counsel from right people, especially when it has to do with medical situation. God will help us in Jesus' name. There are a lot of definitions, but I will just give that of anxiety. We call it trauma, call it anxiety, call it whatever. But I will just give that of anxiety. Then you will link it with others. They are all the same. They will give them some name. Anxiety is a feeling of fear, dread, and uneasiness. It might cause you to sweat, feel restless and tense, and have a rapid heartbeat. For example, you might feel anxious when faced with a difficult problem at work. Like you want to take a test, want to write an exam. Then when you want to make critical important decisions, anxiety can come. So it can bring nervousness, worry, fear, dread. And this is about what is about to happen or what might happen. When you think of it, what will happen after this decision? After this, then you see somebody, you know, in that situation where you'll be physically stressed, emotionally, and what have you. Some in the process, it affects their health. May God help us in Jesus' name. So, of course, I will, like the assistant pastor said this morning, this is the last days. All manner of things happens. All manner of things happens. Like in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, difficult times are here. And we should expect that those things coming upon the world is about to happen. Just as it's mentioned in Luke chapter 21, verse 26. Then you ask me, what are the causes of this distress, anxiety, and when people are under pressure, it triggers this sin. Then when you lose control of a situation, of an act, when you lose control, it triggers of this sin. That, how will I regain, how will I gain control of this situation? Those are the things that can trigger this thing. Then when somebody lost his job, loss of job can trigger it. Then times of uncertainty, that is where we find ourselves now. A person that is happy left home, went to the office, especially in the banking sector, it happens during the organization of banks. A man went to work, he couldn't access through his password. His password has been changed in the system. And once that one happens, all you need to see, just go and see the HR manager. Your letter is waiting for you. So, and this man got home, knocked. Very unusual. One of his children ran to the door, peeped, and saw a man. The child ran back. Mommy, you have a visitor. Who is the visitor? His dad. Because all the years he has served the bank, the children did not know him. Yes. He wakes up. Before the children wakes up, off he goes. Including weekends and Sundays. And by the time we return from work, the children will have slept. On and on and that until he was sacked. And the children could not rest. And he broke down and started weeping. All his life has been working, making sure life is better for the family. At the end of the day, the children did not know their father. So they said that they were saying, Mommy, you have a visitor. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. It is only the grace of God that can keep that man alive without falling into depression. This is the kind of thing we are talking about. So many things. So many things. What about the loss of the loved ones? And one important thing I want to bring out that can cause this is when you disobey the instruction of the Holy Spirit or God. And the repercussion or the effect is coming. It triggers this thing. Let's see Proverbs. Proverbs, I think it should be Proverbs chapter 1. If I'm correct. Proverbs chapter 1. 20 to 23. Wisdom cried without, she uttered her voice in the streets. She cried in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttered her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? When the word of knowledge comes to you, I don't know other interpretation which may bring it in a proper dimension. By the time the effect begins to come, when you fail to listen to the voice of wisdom, it triggers off this thing we are talking about. Ooh. Then, what are the effects? Heaviness of heart. Heaviness of heart. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Those are the effects of when the thing begins to work. Fear, trauma, and what have you. That is the outcome. Then sorrow, torment, fear. Then grieving within. destabilization. And when one is stabilized, anything can happen. The effect also can be anger. You just see somebody being angry unduly, unnecessarily. You see? And to an extent, when it goes into depression, then the next thing you see somebody is just suffer stroke. I hope you are aware now that young people are having strokes now. Then you ask, why? And it's not that this thing is in the family. Oh. Young people, traumatized because of the things that are happening. Time will not permit you to tell stories of young ones that happened to somewhere, and a lot of things. Then at the end of the day, you just hear somebody just died. Cardiac arrest. It does not just happen, because that person has been hiding it. And to an extent, some people say, I reject it in Jesus' name. When you know that you have an health issue that is caused by something, I'm not saying you should not reject it in Jesus' name. Pray. But when you need medical attention, please, for God's sake, don't fake it when it gets to that level. God, unless there's divine intervention, while you look for that divine intervention, take to advice. Then what can you do? I mean, solution. Do not fear. Don't allow fear, because the fear can kill before the death comes. And even if you are diagnosed for something, it is not a death sentence, for God's sake. It's for you to be able to manage it and live long. After all, I know a president of a nation, very old now, and he didn't hide it that he's a diabetic patient. I won't mention the name of that person. He's old and he runs around. It's not a secret. He says it. He's still alive, moving around. So some of these things are not death sentence. Seek counsel from the right people. Praise the Lord. Then there is an assurance of peace. Once you ask God, believe in God, there is an assurance of peace for you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24 and verse 26. Can you project it? New Living Translation. Proverbs chapter 3. Project it for us, please. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 24 and 26. New Living Translation. You can go to bed without what? You will lie down and sleep soundly. That's the solution. Also, read Ecclesiastes chapter 5, the same translation. Verse 12a, New Living Translation. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12, project it for us. Quickly, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12a. People who work hard sleep well, whether they eat little or much. Let's stop there. Forget about the bee. God will help us in Jesus' name. Then John chapter 14, verse 1, it says, let not your heart be troubled, and so on and so forth like that. Reason is that once you allow this thing to affect your head, it is difficult to recover. So it is better not to allow it to happen to you than to allow it and begin to seek medical attention or to go and see a psychiatrist. It is better. Like they say, there are things that says that prevention is better than cure. Then remove every form of sorrow from your heart, even if it has entered. Remove it consciously and unconsciously. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 10 advises us to do that. Then, this is very, very important. Psalm 55. Let's see Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Psalm 55, we'll read verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Adonai, and he shall do what? Sustain you. He has it in his capacity to sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous. That concludes the matter. Chikena. Yes. Okwari. Finish. He has that capacity to sustain you. Meanwhile, this thing that happens even to Christians, it may be allowed. It may be allowed. Sometimes it is our own making. We fall into this thing by our way of life. Sometimes our eating habit can bring this health issue. So watch it. Psalm 119, verses 143 and 144. We are not going to read it. And we can see a lot of instances, even from the scriptures, of people who found themselves in trauma, in distress. It was mentioned in Job chapter 3, verse 25, that he said, for the thing I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. What about Rachel? In Genesis chapter 30, verse 1, she told Jacob, give me a child, or else I die. Before anybody can say that word, she has been, you know, passing through a lot of trauma, especially from the other wife. He got to a stage, even Mama Anna was accused of being drunk. But no, she was not drunk. She was speaking from the bottom of her heart for her concern, her distress. But the man of God misinterpreted her intention. But she told that man, no, it's not that I drink any hot drink or any alcoholic drink. I'm pouring out my mind. A woman, the widow of Sarifat, found herself in a distressed situation. She was hungry, no food to eat, and the man of God came and delivered her. She has plenty. The only son now, first he can die. And at the end of the day, she got deliverance. She was taken out of her strength because the boy was brought alive by Elijah. What about Jehoshaphat? Found out himself and his people in distress. That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we read from verses 1 to 34. He called on God. God dictated and directed what he would do. He did it. And they were delivered. They were set free. May you be delivered from all this trauma that happens around. May you be shielded in the name of Jesus. What about Esther? Esther in chapter 4. The story, you know, he got to a stage. You dare not go to the presence of the king if you are not called. But his uncle told him, well, if you fail to do this, don't think that your life will be spared though. There's a decree that the old Jews will be exterminated, will be destroyed, will be killed. So if you don't do it, don't forget that help will come from somewhere else. And before then, she was distressed too, but she said, if I die, I die. So, what about David? He found himself in such situation, doubling two times from the king Saul. Then you remember the Ziklag experience. He went to fight another people's war, only to come back to Ziklag. The whole place got burnt. No, they carried all their valuables. To the extent that the people he carried along wanted to stone him. That's a distressed situation. But he called on God. And he brought help. So as we face the reality, cry unto God this morning, he will answer our prayer. And I want us to sing this song, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And we begin to pray. Every chain of anxiety, every chain of distress, every chain of diseases, infirmity, sorrow will be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. Let's sing that song and begin to pray. The yoke is broken. Yoke of sorrow. Yoke of being threatened with death. Diseases, infirmity, no matter what. The Adonai is here this morning to answer our prayers as we pray. Yes. There is power in the name of Jesus. They are meeting today, and the children. Let's pray for these youths. Some of them are traumatized. They face a lot of stress, both from fellow students, from their teachers and their lecturers, from bullies, from schools. Bullies are everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Luke chapter 21 verse 34. Make me to be on guard. I will not lose my guard. Both spiritually and physically. I will not lose my guard. In the name of Jesus. Lord, empower me to be on guard. I will not lose my guard. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help me to be on guard. I will not lose my guard. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. We will ask for grace to trust the Lord instead of worrying. Instead of worrying, I will trust the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I will not worry. Rather, I will trust you. I will trust you. Instead of worrying, I will trust you. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 6 and 7 say, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? No. So instead of worry, grant me grace to trust you. Instead of worrying, in the name of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not my heart be troubled. Remove every trouble from my heart. John 14:1. Let not my heart be troubled, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 24 verse 10 says, I will not faint or be slack in the day of trouble. You will not faint. You will not slack in the day of trouble. Grace not to faint. Grace not to be slack in the day of trouble. We are already in the day of trouble, whether you accept it or not. Trouble everywhere. I will not faint. In the name of Jesus. I will not faint, even in this day of trouble. In the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. It is a joyful heart that does good things. So Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 is here. Let my heart be joyful. Because a joyful heart is a good medicine. A joyful heart is a good medicine. I want to have a joyful heart. A cheerful heart is a good medicine. But a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Your strength will not be sapped in the name of Jesus. So pray this prayer. I want to have a cheerful or a joyful heart. Because a joyful heart is a medicine on its own. You don't need to use tablets. You don't need to collect it. You take injection for this joyful heart. But if injection is needed when you have health issue, please go ahead. If you have health issue, medicine is recommended. Go ahead. But pray that it will be applied by the right person. And the right medication will be applied unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a joyful heart. I have a merry heart, Lord, by your grace, by your mercy that is available here this morning. I have a joyful heart. In the name of Jesus. My heart is gladdened. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. Give me sound mind. Every member of my family. Sound mind for me. Sound mind for my children. Sound mind for my family. Sound mind for my wife. Sound mind for my siblings. Sound mind for my family members. Sound mind for members of Glory Tabernacle Ministry. In the name of Jesus. Because the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. I receive sound mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. We are going to pray this prayer. God has power to terminate every evil, every flow that comes from our lineage, whether from my father's house or my mother's house, they call it a flow. And you discover that this thing will just be happening, it happens to in the same family. There's a family of a former president of a great country. There's a trace of disaster, calamity, accident happening to that former president of a great nation. Is it that air crash, vehicular accident, mysterious event in that single family? That's just one out of many. Why? It's a mystery that nobody can unravel unless God reveals unto somebody. Pray. Every flow from my lineage that is destabilizing my destiny, that is affecting me and my household, Father Almighty God, let your power terminate it. Let your power cut it off. You know your own. It happened to your grandfather. It happened to your father. Then there is fear. Will it happen to me? Some people, they say their father, their mother died young. And at a particular age, it happened to them. When this person is approaching that age, you say, will I die at this age? Will I die at this age? Terminate it by the power of God. The mercy of God is here this morning. Let your power terminate every evil flow coming down from my lineage that is affecting my destiny, that is affecting the destiny of my family members. Whether from my father's house or from my mother's house. Anything that is conflicting with the purpose and plan of God for me. Anything, any negative flow from my lineage that is conflicting with the plan and purpose of God for my life, let it terminate by the mercy of God now in the name of Jesus. Lord, terminate every negative trait in my lineage that is conflicting with your plan and purpose for my life. Let it be terminated. Every flaw in my lineage that is bringing destabilization in my work, in my ministry, in my life, let it be terminated. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. In the book of Acts chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, it refers to the issue of sickness. Then you pray, Lord, let your anointing heal the sick. Let your anointing set the captives free. Let your anointing make the barren fruitful. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Acts chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Those who are dead spiritually, let your anointing raise the dead. Those who even physically, let your anointing heal the sick. Let your anointing raise the dead. Let your anointing set the captives free this morning. Everyone that is kept captive by diseases, infirmity, sorrow, evil, trauma, be set free by the anointing this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray this prayer concerning our environment, our situation, our need in the country. Lord, take away famine Take away disease. Take away poverty.
Exterminate, take away kidnapping. An incident of incessant killing. You can see, for more than 10 years, we've not had a case of armed robbery in Oyo State. Suddenly, just this week. This past week also, a private hospital in Ologunru. This bastard went into a private hospital, beat doctor on duty mercilessly. The patients, the nurses, they collected their phones and their money. Let us pray. God should remove all these things. Incessant killings. Destabilization in the society. Take away famine, disease, kidnapping, incessant killings, armed robbery. Take it away from our society in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. We are going to pray this. Sensitivity to the plight of others. Grace to be sensitive to the plight of our neighbors, of others. God, make me to be sensitive to the need of another person. Pray this prayer. It is when you are sensitive to the need of somebody else and somebody will be sensitive to your need. Whether health-wise, physical, or whatever. Burden for the needs of others. Many people will not tell you what they are passing through until it happens. They will not tell you, but they are passing through it. Unless somebody perceives that I perceive something is wrong with this brother. I perceive this person needs help. Sensitivity. Pray for that. God, let me be sensitive to the need of others. Some people are stressed emotionally. They will not tell you. You need to be sensitive to notice it and handle it appropriately. In the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. This is extracted from there. Let the Holy Spirit bring consolation for those that are sorrowful. Let's ask that the Holy Spirit will bring consolation for those that are sorrowful. Consolation. It is the Holy Spirit that can bring consolation to this set of people. Holy Spirit, we invite you this morning. Console the hearts that are sorrowful. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, banish emotional stress from our mind. Banish it completely from our mind. In the name of Jesus. Banish emotional stress from our mind. Emotional trauma. In the name of Jesus. Take it away. Banish it. Also, Lord, take away evil thoughts from our hearts. Take away evil thoughts from our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy God. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Lord, grace your people from the dunghill of poverty, shame, sorrow, and disgrace. Lord, raise your people from the dunghill of poverty, shame, disgrace, sorrow, in the name of Jesus.
There's a battle, Lord. There's a battle, Lord. So, Lord, visit us in your power and your anger. Fight our battles. The battles we could not fight ourselves. Fight our battles, Lord. Visit us in the name of Jesus. Visit us with your power. Fight the battles we cannot fight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that there is throne of wickedness. So, Lord, let the throne of wickedness working against us be dethroned now. Let that be dethronement. Dethrone! Every throne of wickedness working against us. Lord, dethrone every throne of wickedness working against us. And bring us unto a new dawn. Bring us to a new dawn. A season of favor. A season of promotion. A season of good health. A season of open doors. A season of breakthrough. Bring us into a new dawn, Lord. A season of favor. A season of promotion. A season of good health. A season of sound mind. A season of breakthrough. Lord, destroy the weapons of stagnation, weapons of disappointment, weapons of delay, weapons of untimely death and poverty fashioned against us. Destroy them, Lord. Lord, destroy weapons of stagnation, weapons of disappointment, weapons of delay, weapons of untimely death, weapons of poverty, weapons of poverty. Destroy them by your power in the name of Jesus. Take away from my life, Lord, any event of sorrow, any event of bad news, any event of weeping and wailing in the name of Jesus. It is well with us, Lord. It is well with us, Lord. It is well with us, Lord. It is well with us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Don't worry, we will spend a little bit of more time to pray. The message that our elder gave today is God's message for us today. So that something would happen. The Lord was speaking to me because I was beginning to get a little bit worried about the things happening in the nation. And God said, the Bible said, perilous times shall come. So this is the period. But that God has power to deliver those who belong to Him. So the things will happen, but they don't have to land at my door. That was when I had peace. They don't have to land on your door. Do you agree with that? Our elder has said to us, so many people are sick. And it is true, young and old. It has never happened before in our nation that young people are now hypertensive and they have all kinds of several other diseases. It has never happened. It is because of the stress of the moment. That's the reason why these things are happening. But there is deliverance for God for us. Amen. And we will pray more, a little bit more, on the things he had listed, you know, for us. Remember, he started the message by saying, asking us, the message title is, why worry? And that's, why worry? When you can pray, trust in Jesus, and he will lead the way. Don't be a doubting Thomas, but leaning on his promise. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? But somebody will sit down and say, but I am praying, and the worry has not gone, because the second part of that song is not fulfilled. He said, trusting in his promises. Trusting in his promises. So the moment we are in the moment you take your Bible and you begin to feed and fill yourself with the promises of God, and you begin to say to yourself, this is what God said. God has said this. God has said that. God has said the other one. God, you said this to me. God, you have never failed before. This is what you have said. If you keep on speaking the word of God into you, the pain, the fear, the distress, the trauma will leave your body. It will leave your body. It will leave your body. Because it is true. Our elders said to us, which is something I said to a sister yesterday. See, brethren, the Bible tells us we are a family. You and I belong to a family. The Bible says, because I'm preparing a message I'm going to preach somewhere, the scripture says that the Lord places the solitary in families. And we have a big family that is called the Glory Tabernacle Ministry. It's a great family. Because this is not a family that there is Oyo at infinity. It is not because there are not some bad people inside here. There are, but the majority will belong to our family. As a result, when things begin to happen to you and you can't handle it, don't sit back and say, if I go and tell somebody now, they will come and use me, they will come and talk about it, they will come and do this, they will come and say that. Those are the things the devil uses to make you not to get the freedom that you need. We are in a family. The Bible says, he puts the solitary into families. And so none of us is expected by God to be lonely. God does not want you to be lonely. And it is the loneliness that the devil puts in the heart that predisposes us to trauma, to stress. Is it true? Is it true? It's true. You have no reason to be lonely in the house of God. You don't have that reason. And I want you to note that any time you begin to be lonely in the family of God, the devil is right behind you. Because with every loneliness, he isolates you. And when he isolates you, he makes it impossible for you to get help. But today, from today, it will no longer be so. Amen. 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 Our elder said to us, a joyful heart leads to a healthy body. It's true. If you have not learned how to be joyful, if you've not learned how to wake up in the morning and a song breaks out in your mouth, you are going to kill your body very soon. Joy in our hearts about the faithfulness of God is what you need for this body to be made whole. It is not the jacket that makes you whole. Oh, you look so good. No, it is not outside. It is what is happening inside. Because you may not be able to buy this jacket. And it is not important for you to buy it anyway. But you can be such a joyful person that you can't help being well. And the devil does not want you to have that joy. He kills joy in the hearts of people. And you've got to redeem yourself today. And begin to learn how to rejoice in God. Hallelujah. Learn how to be glad in God. That I am glad just because of Jesus. He makes all the difference. Not because you have everything you needed. Not because you have money. Not because you have all the food. No, no. Simply because you have Jesus. I told them in a meeting I held yesterday or 2 days ago. And I said, I just woke up in the morning of Friday. And my heart just said to me, you know, the best thing that can happen to anybody is to be a Christian. It's true. If you're a Christian and decide to follow with Jesus, line by line, precept by precept, you will have a joy that nothing can give except heaven. Hallelujah. You are going to stand up on your feet. You are going to begin to utter to circumstances around you. You have not told anybody, but you're going to speak it out. And you're going to begin to tell those circumstances, get out. Move out in the name of Jesus. Move out in the name of Jesus. Get out! Why? Because I don't belong to you. And it's true. You try it, you will see that tonight you will oversleep and wake up late tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. I have joy like a river. I have joy like a river. I have joy like a river in my soul. Oh, I have joy like. themselves from two different people, from two different countries. And they said, if you do not want to have hypertension, or if you want to deal with hypertension, learn one, to smile, two, to sing, and three, to clap your hands. Hallelujah! You know, it got me thinking. I'm telling you the truth. I took my mind to the 70s. Brethren, those of us who were saved in the 70s, you hardly heard that a brother had hypertension or a sister had hypertension. Why? Because we didn't have instruments. It is these two hands. And I discovered that because you are clapping, you are saying, Satan, shame on you. Because only the joyful heart can say to Satan, shame. Abby, now we are going to repeat this song. We're clapping our hands.
Five twelve.
Can they project it for everybody to see in this whole church? Ecclesiastes 5:12. Can you help us to quickly? Is this not the truth? People who work hard, they sleep well. Whether they eat little or much. But the rich say, don't get a good night's sleep. Abby, those who, come on, bring it back. Come on. People who work hard, and I'm sure that many of you work hard. I work very hard. I work very hard. I know it. Nobody needs to tell me. I'm a hard worker. I work very hard. And I also sleep well. But I may not sleep for many hours. But I tell you, I sleep well. Whether I eat little, and usually I eat little, and brothers eat much. Our brothers, they try you. When we go for ADMI meeting, hey, come and see what they put for the brothers. And I'm asking them, will they finish it? But that's okay. It is because the Lord has provided it. Abby, those who work hard sleep well. Whether they eat little or much. But the rich men, they say, don't get enough good night's sleep. So when they come to church, they lazy about when it is time to praise and worship. When they say, open your mouth to pray, they just take it, gently like that. Now, because they get richness, and see they didn't sleep last night, they cannot pray well. Do you understand that? It is the Bible. I didn't write it. I didn't write it. God said. So for you and me, we'll get enough good sleep. And our joyful heart, we make this our body to be well. Amen. I want you to open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak loud. Speak much. Speak in tongues in the name of Jesus. Oh, shekema paruko zengraba parukataria. Na yesraba paruko kabalika sota. Yesrande kekeke paruko praika sateria. Za yesraba paruko kabali. Makoporuka di ikasa. Santronende paruko ikasosha. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Mama, for your kindness. Oh, Lord God Almighty, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Yagama, for your kindness. Sandra, Baba, for your kindness. Yeah, Yagama, for your kindness. Oh, my baringa, Sandra. Yagama, Mama, for your kindness. Ah, Yagama, for your kindness. The grammar, for your kindness. Say drama for Papa Rico's Christian. In the name of Jesus. The young grandma for Cabalica's Christian. Say drama for Papa Rico's Christian. Yes, la pure Cadillac Santa Marico's Christian. Yes, la Papa Rico's Christian. Ah, the Papa Rico's Christian. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For we belong to you. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Father, we stand in your holy presence, acceptable before you, approved before you. Lord, with your word strong upon our lips, this morning, O God, a new beginning. It is a new week of great things. It's a new week of new things. That will happen to us. We speak it because of the word of God. For God has given us his word. And his word works upon us. And his word works for us. We therefore agree together as a big family that the pain, the agony, the trauma, the evil that the devil has truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we demand freedom from all the tauntings of the devil in the name of Jesus. Freedom from every trauma of the devil in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you and we cast you out from our lives and from this vicinity in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I don't know whether that person is still here. That's how Elder started this morning. Somebody who has come in to do us evil, to dispossess somebody or something. If you are still here till now, we want to pray for you. We're not going to ask you to come because we might be surprised that we know you. But we are going to pray to God because we are a church. We are the body of Christ. We are going to lift up our hands and we pray for that man. And we demand that he be set free. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him that he be delivered, that he be set free. We command that you be delivered. We command you to be set free. We command you to be free. We demand that you be set free. In the name of Jesus.